Yeah, I remember I took it, and the second time I shot it, I put it against my shoulder, and I took my right arm, and I went over the gun, over the top of the gun, and pushed down on it while I held it, you know, with my trigger hand was my right hand. I had my left arm over it, pushing down on it as I pulled the trigger. This time I just shot first, so I didn't pull it and hold it. It worked, but the target I was trying to hit, man, I was missing like crazy, but hey, at least it didn't try to jump out of my hand.
Yeah, copy that. Also, I got a, I think in the springtime I went out with a couple of my young buddies and we're shooting ARs at a DNR range. And one of my ARs, a buddy is shooting it, and it was like it had a two-stage trigger. Bullet, when you let go, it fired again, which was not what I had in there. I didn't have that kind of trigger in there, so I fixed that up with a drop-in, and I might just take that. I might just take that. I mean, these indoor ranges are not real good for rifles. I mean, get a short distance, you know.